The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everybody, welcome into another exciting edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you talking all things Florida Panthers hockey, and we've got a lot to get to over the course of the next hour. We've got guests coming your way. We've got big wins to talk about. We've got a big game coming up tonight. The Florida Panthers will be taking on the Columbus Blue Jackets at FLA Live Arena, 6 o'clock faceoff. Of course, we'll have all the action across the Panthers radio network, beginning with Panthers preview at 5:30, but we'd love to see you out there. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, call 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. That's tonight as the Panthers wrap up their homestand against the Blue Jackets, going on the road for 5 straight games after this, so you don't want to miss this one. And this Panthers team playing some entertaining hockey, so you don't want to miss the game tonight. Folks, the Feltmans Value Pack, it's back for this season. Each Feltman's Value Pack includes Panthers tickets for 4, as well as a Feltman's all-natural hot dog, popcorn, and soda. Go to floridapanthers.com/value pack for more information. Well, coming up over the course of the next hour, later on in the program, I'll be joined by my broadcast partner, Billy Lindsay. He's going to be stopping by in segment number 3, so we'll talk to him later on. Coming up next segment, Jameson Olive and I, we caught up with Anton Lundell for this week's edition of the Territory Talk podcast, which you can find at floridapanthers.com/territorytalk. And you can catch that interview coming up next segment. We'll hear a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast. That's going to be coming up in segment number 2. But joining us right now, right out of the gate, to talk about last night's Florida Panthers win over the Dallas Stars, a convincing one, and more, from Bally Sports Florida, from FloridaPanthers.com, Katie Gause here with us this morning. Katie, thanks once again for making some time for us here on the Panthers Insider Show. And we've got one segment. I think we could fill 20 segments this morning with what this Panthers team's been doing lately. First of all, good morning. How are you? I'd imagine feeling pretty good after seeing what the Panthers did last night, a 7-1 win over the Dallas Stars.
Good morning to you too, Doug. Thank you for having me. And you know what? Normally I don't necessarily like, you know, the back-to-back games. It can get a little tiring. You never know where you're going to get. But you know what? With the game we had last night, I say, keep them coming. Let's get it rolling. I'm glad that we don't have a break, because I don't think this team needs a break. They were rolling last night, and I have a feeling they're going to just continue rolling. I mean, we could, like you said, talk about this team for 20 segments. There's so many areas to touch on. There's so many stories and stats and just incredible. I mean, it's fun, right? It's great. And so I'm happy to be here, happy to be talking Cats hockey, and happy to have more hockey coming up later tonight.
Yeah, tonight at 6, Panthers and the Blue Jackets. And Katie, why don't we start things off with the line that made the most noise last night, that Bennett-Huberdeau-Duclair line. The numbers just jump off the stat sheet at you. Sam Bennett, of course, his second hat trick of the season, goals 5, 6, and 7 for the Panthers in that 7-1 rout of the Dallas Stars last night. But another 4-point game for Jonathan Huberdeau, up to 51 points on the year. Anthony Duclair was +6. How often do you see a +6? The line combined for a +16. Plain and simple, they set the tone for the Panthers last night. Everybody else followed, and they rode that success onto that 7-1 win.
I talked to Anthony Duclair after the game last night, and I said to him, I go, you had a smile on your face from the second you hit the ice, and it only got bigger and bigger as the game went on. And I mean, why not, right? 11 points for that line. Every time they were on the ice, something good was happening, and it was not just, you know, generating chances. It was excitement. It was speed. It was fun. It was energy. You see them on the bench. They're constantly communicating and talking and honestly, you know, having fun. The music was playing. They were vibing. You can see it. It's just when this team gets going, it truly, nothing can stop them. And we joked about it. You know, they've gone from being, you know, like a jump on the wagon to just jump on the train, because when this team starts moving, it doesn't seem like anything can slow them down. And whatever team gets caught in the way, it doesn't matter who their opponent is. The depth, the creativity, the control, the speed, they are finding ways to just take over every single game that they have. And on home ice, you know, to boot, it seems like they're loving it. You know, there's nothing they can't do when they're in their comfort zone.
Yeah, the Panthers picked up their 20th home win of the season last night. They just keep it rolling. Their point streak is at 8 games right now, so they're just on cruise control. And we had a chance to talk to Brandon Montour on the radio broadcast after last night's game, and we're going to have that conversation coming up here shortly for everybody so we can relive it this morning and just get his thoughts on that game from last night. But Katie, when you've talked to Andrew Brunette, when you've talked to the players, a question I get from so many people is, what is the key to the Panthers' success on home ice? Because 20 wins at home, everybody wants to know, so what's going on down there? What's bringing them so much success at home? Katie, when you talk to the guys, it seems like they're happy with the starts they get. They're happy with the energy. They like playing in front of the fans. Is there any common theme that you've picked up when you've had guys or heard guys talk about just what is bringing them so much success on home ice?
I think, you know, it's a combination of things. And I think a lot of it stems from the confidence. When you've got such a good, you know, starting point, you know, when you come into a game with so much confidence, I think that speaks a lot more volumes than people realize. You're hitting the ice and already feeling like you're in control. But when I've asked a few guys, even Sam Bennett last night touched on it, they're really moving their feet and they're just playing with that speed. And I feel like when you watch the way that this team plays, whether it's home or on the road, the games that they're really dominating in, the games that they're really successful in, is the games where they are moving their feet. They are playing their game. They are playing with pace. They are controlling the game. I mean, I think you and I could both comment on it. You know, Dallas looked a little lost last night. There were times where they didn't seem like they were playing in the same caliber, in the same level, and they were kind of struggling to keep up. And it's funny because when the Panthers are playing some of their best hockey, the creativity also starts to show. And I think when teams can't keep up, you know, the game slows down for the Panthers, but it looks fast to us. And they're able to, you know, make these incredible passing plays and make these really nice setups. And they're scoring in so many different ways, you know, on the power play now, off the rush. And it's just, it's kind of incredible to just see that not only is there depth on this team, but there's, you know, depth in the way that they can produce. And I think that's something that really stands out, is that every night it's a different way, but, you know, it all comes down to the fact that they are playing that Panthers hockey, and that's fast.
Yeah, that's a big thing. This team can beat you any way that you want to play it. Katie, we're going to throw it now to our conversation that Bill Lindsay and I had after the game last night with Panthers defenseman Brandon Montour. Take a listen to that, and then we'll preview tonight's game, Panthers and the Columbus Blue Jackets. Last night after the game, Billy Lindsay and I caught up with Panthers defenseman Brandon Montour. Here's that conversation. Brandon, 2 assists, +3 tonight. Great job on the win. Another one of these games seems like a common theme here, especially on home ice. Everything clicked tonight. How'd this one feel?
Yeah, I think we just got to keep it up. You know, I think everybody's excited to come to the rink every day, and you know, everyone have a smile on their face. We're working hard. We're sticking to each, you know, the plays, and sticking as a team here, and it's showing. So it's nice to see.
Yeah, Brandon, talk about, you guys have got a point. I don't know if you know this. Every single game from a defenseman all season long, 37 straight games with a point from the defenseman. What makes you guys so potent offensively?
Yeah, I think we're, you know, as a collective group, I think we skate well. We jump up in the play. Obviously, some pretty creative, you know, crafty defensemen out there, very mobile. But that's our game. I think when we're jumping up in the play, you know, joining the rush, I think that's a strength of, you know, a big strength of our team. And like you said out there, I think that's showing, you know, this year. And, you know, like I said, guys, just continue to keep pushing as a core. On the back end, you know, we're helping each other and obviously playing well.
And it's obviously hard to pinpoint one thing, Brandon, but people always want to talk about it now. It's gotten to be a topic across the whole league. You guys are 23-0 at home. That's your 20th home win. To get that on January 14th, that's saying something. If you had to point to one thing that has led to so much success at home this season, to what is it?
You know, you could pinpoint a bunch of things, but like I said, I think the boys just, you know, are really excited to just play in front of our fans. Obviously, we're comfortable here. It's showing, but, you know, and again, we got to keep plugging away. You know, we're not even halfway through here so far, so lots of season left. Good start, obviously, to the season, and obviously momentum on our side, you know, at home for sure, it's showing.
And Brandon, Andrew Brunette got into a tough situation behind the bench, now head coach. What have you noticed from him, from the transition from an assistant coach to head coach, and have you seen his improvements behind the bench as it's gone on?
Yeah, you know, as assistant coaches, I think a big thing, obviously, he's a forward side too. So, you know, he controls most of the power play, but, you know, stays somewhat away from the defense side because, you know, we have other guys to do that. But, you know, obviously he's done a great job. He's, you know, obviously not used to, you know, doing the head gig, but he's doing well communicating, you know, with everyone, you know, back end, front, goalies. And I think he's doing a great job. And, you know, I mean, he has a good supporting cast as well. So, you know, that's obviously huge as well.
Last thing from me here, Brandon, the Bennett Duclair Huberdeau line tonight, they combined to be plus 16. They combined for 11 points tonight. What can you say about the game that those guys had and what it meant to the rest of the group in terms of building that momentum?
You know, they enjoy the game. They enjoy each other. You know, they're obviously very creative players on the ice. They play hard. They obviously want the puck, you know, at all times, and it shows. You know, they obviously have some highlight real goals, you know, it feels like every game. So, but I think the big thing is, you know, they enjoy each other. You know, they're not, they're making plays. They're, you know, not selfish. And obviously all three of them could put the puck in the net, and it's showing this year.
And Brandon, how much of the product that we're seeing on the ice, you've been in some dressing rooms, but how much is the product on the ice? What's going on off the ice with this group and in the dressing room, and how close is this group compared to other groups that you've been on?
Yeah, I think, like you said there, it's close. You know, obviously, it's different when you go into a locker room and you have Euros. You know, you have Finns stick to Finns or Swedes stick to Swedes. And little groups, but I feel like this team, everybody kind of, you know, hangs out with each other, jokes around with each other, you know, talks to each other, and it's not, there's specific groups, I think, and that's a big thing is, you know, we have the confidence, you know, on the ice, and obviously, you know, off the ice, it shows, and that's a big reason for it.
So great to hear from Brandon Montour after the game last night. As we mentioned there, 2 assists, nearly 20 minutes on the ice. He was plus 3, just another one of the Panthers that had a great night. How about the production, Katie, the Panthers are getting from the back end, these Panthers defensemen? That's 37 straight games that at least one Panthers defenseman has picked up a point. It's getting to be one of the longest such streaks in NHL history. But these Panthers defensemen, they're producing points at an alarming rate.
Yeah, and it's like you said, you know, when you look at it, you just expect it to see it be Aaron Ekblad because he's playing at such an elite level this season, but it's not. It's everywhere. And last night, obviously, Gustav Forsling getting his first goal of the season, already had 18 assists up until that point. So you talk about, you know, good production coming in no matter what's happening. I mean, Brandon Montour last night, a big part of that second power play unit, really looking good up there, controlling the top of the circle and just really creating and generating chances from the point. He's got that great heavy shot. And so we've seen it, you know, even when he's not necessarily the reason that we score, he's part of the process of getting to that point, controlling the zone. And I think he's one of the guys that has somehow flown under the radar, but every night seems to be contributing, getting 1 or 2 points just here and there. But like you said, it's coming from everywhere. It just kind of is another testament to that Panthers depth, not only offensively, but just as a full team in terms of the way that they're able to generate. You notice it last night when Gustav Forsling scores his goal. That's all about the confidence he has of jumping up into the rush and joining the play. And you have to, you know, build that confidence. That's not something every team has, that they can play as a 5-man unit and that they can just so seamlessly, you know, intermix and to create that full 5-man attack, something the Panthers have done well all year long, even really trending into last season. So it just, you know, there's really just not enough good things that you can say about this team, but certainly, you know, it's not just 1 or 2 guys. And I think at the end of the day, when you look at great teams from past years, it really is the common factor that you can't just have 1 or 2 guys that are carrying you. This is a team that everyone is contributing, and that's what makes championships.
Yeah, it's been really impressive. Last thing here for you, Katie. Tonight at 6, we've got the Panthers and the Columbus Blue Jackets. Last home game for the Panthers before a long 5-game road trip out west. What stands out for you as we approach this matchup tonight as the Panthers try to put an exclamation point onto the homestand?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the Panthers have done a good job all season long, you know, especially at home, of not underestimating any opponent. And that goes just for this, you know, it doesn't matter what they bring in, what record they have. Columbus is coming in off of a huge win over Carolina where they shut him out. Elvis Merzlikins in net playing unbelievable hockey right now. You can never take anyone for granted in this league. And I think the Cats are coming off of such an emotional high. The biggest challenge will be just to to be able to kind of settle back in and not maybe necessarily let that get to their heads. They haven't all year long. And I mean, the success has been there. So I think it's just continuing to come out, pick up where they left off, you know, continuing to play that fast style, continuing to do the things that have made them successful, you know, relying on all the players and all the pieces. That's really what has been the secret and the key for this team. So, you know, coming in with Columbus, I think the Cats kind of control their own destiny in this one, as long as they continue to do what they know they can and don't really let, you know, any of the outside noise get to them, then they're going to be successful again tonight.
Katie Gause, our guest here in segment number one from Bally Sports Florida, from FloridaPanthers.com. Katie, we thank you as always for stopping by here on the Panthers Insider Show this morning, where you're a friend of the program and you're always welcome back. We thank you very much for stopping by, and we'll see you out at the FLA Live Arena tonight. Panthers Blue Jackets at 6.
Thanks so much. We'll see you guys tonight. Let's go.
Thanks very much, Katie Gause, our guest from Bally Sports Florida and FloridaPanthers.com. Coming up next, a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast. Jameson Olive and I had a chance to catch up with Panthers rookie sensation Anton Lindell. That's coming up on the other side of the break. Later on, we'll hear from my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay. Panthers coming off that big win against Dallas last night, 7-1, and looking for more tonight at 6 against the Columbus Blue Jackets. This is the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Hey, everybody, welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Lots still to come here this morning. Doug Plagan's with you. The Panthers getting set to take on the Columbus Blue Jackets tonight. It's a 6 p.m. faceoff at FLA Live Arena, so you don't want to miss it this evening. If you can't make it, we'll have it across the Panthers Radio Network, beginning with Panthers Preview at 5:30. So again, don't miss it tonight. Panthers wrapping up a 3-game homestand against the Columbus Blue Jackets. Then they'll go on the road for 5 straight. So again, don't miss the game this evening. Panthers and Columbus at 6 in Sunrise. The Panthers have launched an all-new Kids Club. Young fans will have access to exclusive Kids Club events, special offers, Panthers merch packs, and more. For more information or to join the exclusive Panthers Kids Club, go to FloridaPanthers.com/Kids Club. Well, earlier this week on the Territory Talk podcast, which you can find at FloridaPanthers.com/Territory Talk or wherever you find your podcasts, Jameson Olive and I, we were joined by Panthers rookie phenom Anton Lindell. We had a chance to catch up with him. Let's revisit that conversation. Again, you can find the whole episode at FloridaPanthers.com/Territory Talk. But here's our conversation from earlier this week with Panthers center Anton Lindell.
All right, well, Anton, first, just want to get a sense from you on how you feel like this season's gone for you. The team's winning games. You're playing well. You've gotten a lot of good responsibilities given to you from the coaching staff. How's everything felt for you?
It's been very good. I've been enjoying every moment here. And of course, it's always fun to play. And here's a lot of games with these guys. And it's been very fun to be around and enjoy every day with good company.
And going off of that, are there, you guys have a lot of good veteran players who've been here for a long time, who've accomplished a lot. You know, a guy like Alexander Barkov, Jonathan Huberdeau, guys like that. How much have you been able to absorb and learn from just seeing the way that those guys go about their business every day?
Yeah, of course. You see them every day, how they work, how they play, everything they do. It's the goal is to be a better player, and maybe that's the biggest thing. Like, you can see even their best players, and if they're one of the best players in the league, like they work hard and they're every day like ready to put the work in, and you know, it's pretty basic stuff they do, but they do everything so well. They always have the mind behind it and try to do something. They don't do it just to do it. They do it like always with 100%, and the mindset is there also.
And Anton, you're about, let's say, a little over 30 games now into your NHL career. Have you had a moment yet on the ice when you're playing against an opponent where you're like, I can't believe I'm playing against this guy? Because, I mean, you were just watching the NHL on TV last year, and now here you are, you know, lighting it up at 20 years old.
Yeah. Before, I always wake up in the morning in Finland and watch the highlights in the morning, because it's 7 hours before the time there, So it was always, when I was eating breakfast, I watched all the NHL highlights, and now I'm here. It's pretty crazy, but it's been very fun. And not really like, of course, there's really good players in every team, and I get to play against them like every night. So it's been a lot of fun. But of course, like maybe some players, some lines are really hard to play against. But as I said, like we are a good group of guys, a very good team. So I'm not alone there. We're five guys. We all help each other and try to you know, like play good against their best players.
Something we asked you about before we started recording here, but your dad, Jan, goalie coach for your team over there in Finland. And we noticed looking at some stats that he actually got into a game a couple of years ago. What happened there and what was that experience like?
So it was a normal game day of the season, and one of our goalies got like sick very close to the game, and we weren't able to in, like take some goalie from the juniors or our third goalie. So he had to put his gear on and be the second goalie for the game. And I think we were leading like 4-1 in the end of the game, and just the coach wanted to put him in the net for like the last couple, like 2 minutes. So just to, you know, I think it was a huge respect and a very good thing from our coach to do, because my dad played many seasons back in Helsinki and is very liked of the fans there. So they were really, really happy to see him again in the net after, I think it was 7 years when he retired.
And obviously after wins, you go up and you give the goalie a hug after the game. What was it like going up after the game and it's your dad there in the gear?
I don't know. It was a very weird day. I never thought like I was able to play with my dad. So for sure, that's one day I will remember for rest of my life. And yeah, we have pretty cool pictures of us together on the warm-ups and after the game. So yeah, that was something I remember for a long time.
So Anton, we like to get some background from guys when they come on Territory Talk here. And home for you, Espoo, right? Is that where you're from originally?
Yeah, I'm from Espoo, Finland. It's like 50 minutes from Helsinki, just this.
Yeah, we saw that it wasn't too far. And Jameson and I, we had a chance to go to Finland a few years ago. We loved our time there. But tell us a little bit about your hometown. I was looking at some of the guys from there. There's a lot of good hockey players from there. Miro Heiskanen listed as being from Espoo as well. I don't know if you knew him growing up at all, but Yuri Lehtinen played for a long time. Great player for Dallas as well years ago. There are some other. Kimi Räikkönen, the F1 driver, he's listed as being born in Espoo as well. What is it about the great athletes that are coming out of that town?
It's I don't know like why some athletes come from there, but it's in Finland, like there's a lot of outdoor rinks during the winters, even more outdoor rinks like in the north of Finland. But there's kids are always playing outside, you know, together, like street hockey or anything, you know. And that was something like we always were outside. We always played something, you know, street hockey or floorball is a big sport in Europe too. So we played it a lot. And just like always something with the stick and the puck or a ball like on the ice. And yeah, maybe that's something that help like players to like become good players.
And speaking of sports, especially European sports, does Barkey have you playing paddle yet? Because I've heard a bit about it. I know there's a place you can play in somewhere like Miami Gardens, but are you playing any paddle yet?
We played start of the season a couple of times, but you know, we're pretty busy during the season, so we haven't had so much time to play now. But yeah, it's a huge sport now in Europe and Finland too. During the pandemic, everybody started to play it. So yeah, I like to play it a lot.
It looks awesome. I'm going to try and play it during the summer. It looks great. But last one for me, we were talking about home. Florida, obviously your new home. It's January. It's sunny outside. Just how much are you enjoying your time right now in Florida, you know, on ice and off ice?
Yeah, it's been awesome. You know, as you said, like the days, it's not getting dark. You know, like back home, it's like 2-3 p.m. It's already dark. So it's like the days are beautiful, and you have like so much more energy. And it's been very fun. I just want to enjoy every moment, and of course, like the biggest thing is to succeed with the team and win games. So we just need to keep going.
Anton Lundell, our guest here on Territory Talk. Great to have you back on with us once again. And we wish you the best of luck the rest of the way. We love watching you play every night. It's a ton of fun for us. So it looks like you're having a ton of fun as well. But just wanted to say thanks for your time and best of luck. Thanks for stopping by today.
Yeah, thank you. I'm trying to give you some tricks on that too.
Big thanks to Anton Lundell, Panthers center, for stopping by and chatting with us on Territory Talk, the official Panthers podcast, earlier this week. He's having himself a really nice rookie campaign in the National Hockey League for the Panthers. Panthers and the Columbus Blue Jackets coming up tonight at 6. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets, or we'll have it all across the radio network, so don't miss it. Panthers and Columbus this evening. Coming up on the other side of the break to talk about tonight's game and more, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay, will join me. That's coming up next. This is the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you talking all things Panthers hockey. We'll be joined by our special guest here in just a moment, folks. Panthers fans, go to flateamshop.com for your exclusive Panthers licensed merchandise, including one-of-a-kind game used gear, hockey-inspired fashion apparel, and much more. Shop now. FLATeamShop.com is your place to go. Well, tonight, you want to make sure you get out to FLA Live Arena. The Panthers have the Columbus Blue Jackets tonight at 6. We'll have it all across the radio network for you, beginning with Panthers preview at 5:30. But you want to come out and see these red-hot Florida Panthers tonight, because they go on the road for 5 straight. After tonight, your next chance to see the Panthers on home ice, Thursday the 27th of this month, against the Vegas Golden Knights. So a 5-game road trip after tonight. Hope to see you out there. If you can't make it, we'll have it live across the radio network, where I will be joined by our guest joining me right now, my broadcast partner across the Panthers radio network, Billy Lindsay, here with us. And well, Billy said it right there. Folks should come out and see this team play, because it's an exciting brand of hockey. They're scoring a ton of goals on home ice. Lit up the scoreboard last night, a 7-1 win over the Dallas Stars as they keep things rolling at home. That's 20 home wins on the season. First thing, what's this team doing so well at home, and why should everybody come out and see this team? I've been saying it all along. If you haven't seen this team in person, you got to come out and see them in person.
Because they got boatloads of talent, and they know how to use it, and they're able to score goals, but it's the work ethic. They really work hard. You go back a couple of games ago against Vancouver, and Vancouver played a really strong hockey game, one of the better road games that a team has played here at FLA Live Arena. Still lost 5-2 because the Panthers were able to use the forecheck and get after it and score some goals. And then they get against Dallas, and there were some mistakes, but they just pressure Dallas, turnovers, and all of a sudden it's in the back of the net. And DeClaire, Huberto, Bennett leading the charge, Bennett with a hat trick. Huberto now 51 points. He's in the MVP conversation around the league. This team seems to have it all. They got a fourth line that works harder than any fourth line in the business at this moment. In my opinion, they tilt the ice in their favor. You want to watch a team that's just complete, and the goaltender, Sergei Bobrovsky's playing some of his best hockey of the season. They're a true Stanley Cup contender, and they're starting to build on it and grow. And this team, we looked at the start of the year and where they did and had some adversity, got through that, and now they just continue to get better. To me, I've noticed the power play since coming out of the Christmas break has been better. They wanted it to be better. They're working on it. Now 7 power play goals in the last 7 games. So it's just a treat to watch when you watch this kind of hockey. And you watch, to me, just, I mentioned it last night on the air, but when you really watch talent and then the combined work ethic that goes behind it, these guys don't get out there and just rely on their skill and think, okay, we're going to win on our skill. They go out there, they put other teams on the back of their heels, and they play with pace. They play fast, they play quick. And if you're not ready to play, Dallas was not ready to play. If you're not ready to play, you're going to get thumped, and that's just the way it is. They're electric. Mm-hmm. And that's why this team's so fun. Come out and watch them, experience this firsthand. Love to see this evening against Columbus, 6 o'clock start. But to me, this team's got all the makings of a Stanley Cup contender, a Stanley Cup champion, and we'll see how this season progresses. There will be some bumps in the road, but the big part for the Panthers, too, now get mostly healthy, intact, and we're seeing a lot of chemistry with this group through all the lines, all the defensemen, the goaltending. That's what's starting to really get noticed, is that the four lines intact, they seem to have a lot of chemistry throughout them.
Yeah, the Panthers have been outstanding. A 7-1 win last night over the Dallas Stars. Tonight, they've got the Blue Jackets in town. 6 o'clock at FLA Live Arena and Sunrise. We'd love to see you out there. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. We'll have the call across the radio network beginning with Panthers preview at 5:30. Billy Lindsay, our guest here this morning on the Panthers Insider Show. And last night, another statement from Jonathan Huberdeau, a four-point night for him. His line, I mean, they just torched the Dallas Stars last night. They combined to go plus 16 in the game. They combined for 11 points. When you talk about four-point games from Huberdeau and Sam Bennett, Anthony Duclair had another big night with 3 points. But Jonathan Huberdeau, singling him out first, and we can talk about the line as a whole, but Jonathan Huberdeau, he has turned into, in all situations, just well-rounded player, taking the penalty kill into his arsenal this year as well, but 51 points in 37 games. I mean, he's climbing toward the top of the chart here.
He is climbing towards the top of the chart, and that's why firmly entrenched in the MVP conversation. You look at Draisaitl, you look at McDavid, but you look at most valuable player to his team. And if Edmonton struggles, doesn't make the playoffs, it's hard to vote a guy that's most valuable on a team that doesn't make the playoffs. Barkov went down with injury. Who was the guy that carried the load offensively? It was Huberdeau. He was able to really take this team and put him on his back and shoulder the load offensively and continuing to get better. A 7-game point streak, 18 points in that span, over 2 points a game. So to me, he, if I was voting at this very moment, he would be the MVP in the whole league. And he's on pace for over 100 hits. He's on the penalty kill. He's added responsibility. And I believe that's benefited Huberdeau, being put on the penalty kill, giving him more responsibility, challenging him more as a player. So you challenge him a little bit more, give him more responsibility, and he's taken advantage of it. And to me, that extra ice time, killing penalties, being strong defensively, and then the offensive numbers, he's as gifted as there is in the league offensively. And his line mates, Duclair and Bennett, they're good hockey players, but Jonathan Huberdeau is the guy that facilitates everything around here at this moment. And we talk about Barkov a lot. We might have 2 awards this year. It's hard to think of, but right now, if you were to vote MVP and Selke Trophy winner, it very possibly would be Jonathan Huberdeau and Alexander Barkov. And that's something that just hasn't happened in Panther history. It's never. The Selke Trophy last year was the first major award for a Panther ever. And now we're on talk, and we're actually talking MVP. That is outstanding to me, and this team is just going in the right direction with all its superstars and all the underlying pieces.
Yeah, the Panthers have been playing some great hockey, up to 25 wins on the season, 20 wins on home ice, a 7-1 win last night. Game after game, the Panthers just seem to be making statements with these victories. And we talked a lot about Huberdeau, but Sam Bennett, second hat trick of the season, picked it up last night. Anthony Duclair, another big game for him. He was plus 6 in that game as that line combined for a plus 16 a night ago. But that line specifically, it seemed like every time they got on the ice, they were ready to make something happen. And really, every time they got on the ice, they did make something happen.
So the combination of that line, what makes it work is that you got the speed of Duclair that's all world, one of the fastest players in the NHL. So he's going to put the defenseman back on the heels. You got Sam Bennett that's going to be a force in the corners. He's going to separate guys from the puck. And when he separates guys from the puck, who's going to have it? Mm-hmm. Players like Huberdeau. And it kind of happened on Duclair's first goal of the game. It was Bennett on the forecheck, real hard against the defenseman, created the turnover. Duclair got it back to Huberdeau in a little give and go and ends up in the net. So you got a little combination, a little bit of everything. And that's why that that line works is because Bennett can separate guys from the puck. He can really muck it up in the corner, declare with his speed, can put people back on his heels. And then once it gets on the stick of Huberto, if you're open, just get open. He's going to find you in the right space at the right time. So it's got all the makings of one of the best lines, if not the best line in the NHL. I'm really impressed, and the passing plays last night, I've never seen anything like it on some of the goals. It was four or five direct passes before it ended up in the net that everyone touched the puck, and that's, they get it on the stick, off the stick in a hurry, and that's where you guys, that's when you know guys are on the same page, because when you move the puck around like that and just kind of zip it that quickly and get the defenders just kind of spinning like tops, that's when you know that you've put in a lot of time in practice and you've communicated, you've looked at videotape, and then all of that just shows up on the ice. So that's what's starting to happen with these guys. And you look back at last evening at those passing plays, you won't see a team in the NHL do what they did last night on some of those goals. And to do that is that's the passing and all that. Dallas was kind of off their game. And like the Vancouver game, they can beat you off the forecheck. So it's just what, however you want to play it. You want to play it physical, you want to play it fast, you want to play it grinded out, we'll do it. They'll do it, and they'll finish you off.
Yeah, the Panthers have a way to beat you, a way to find the answer every single night, it seems. And that line, that Bennett, Duclair, Huberto line, seemed to really be the catalyst and set the tone for the Panthers a night ago in that 7-1 win over the Dallas Stars. Panthers and the Blue Jackets tonight at 6. And, Billy, we talked about it during the broadcast last night, but 37 straight games now that the Panthers have gotten at least 1 point from a defenseman. And as far as playing defense on this team, and, you know, we've talked about it night to night, but it seems like for the Panthers, the way that the whole unit plays on the ice, not just the defenseman, but the way the whole unit plays, they aren't having to play a ton of defense because they get the puck and they don't waste any time. They get the puck and they start it moving back the other way. They don't get hemmed in their own end very much. Last night, I don't think we ever saw the Dallas Stars get a second chance at all. Sergei Bobrovsky either made the save and held on to it, or the Panthers grabbed control of the puck and just took it back the other way. When you look at the success that these defensemen have had playing defense and racking up points, it's just been very impressive night to night. And I mentioned it during the broadcast a night ago, but going into the game, Gus Forsling was third among Panthers defensemen with 18 assists this season. That total has him third. That's how much production the Panthers are getting from the back end.
Yes, they last night going into the game, they were third in points among defensemen, and they led all defensive groups in assists. So they get the puck, move it north-south. There's no east-west, and really move it up in the play, and it starts quick. And that's where you mentioned the clean breakouts. You get the clean breakouts, let the forwards get to work, and then you want to be that extra layer on the attack. And all these guys skate so well. Montour, Ekblad, Uyghur, Forsling. You got a chance to make it a 2-on-2, make it a 3-on-2. Forsling goal, the first goal of the game, he just dumped up. He made it a 3-on-2, and it was a 2-on-2. A lot of teams don't have that kind of capability. They don't have that kind of mobility. And that's a treat to watch that starts the breakout. And we talked about all the forwards, but you have to have five-man units to really create this kind of offense. And they've been able to get that from their defensemen, and they just don't waste time. It's on the stick and up to the forwards. And if you got a chance to join the play, they got the green light from the coach to go. Why not? You got one of the best teams in the league offensively, and if you got some of the best passers, join and get up there and be part of it. So it's a good group, and all that. Uyghur, Ekblad, Forsling, all the numbers too. And then you got a punisher, the butcher, Radko Gudas, that hits everything in sight and is a physical menace out there, which you absolutely need on this team, because he's going to keep everybody on the other side accountable. So to me, the defensive group is as good as all the forwards.
And Brandon Montour, who we had on the air after the game last night, who picked up another couple of assists, who seems to fly under the radar a little bit, but he's always making something happen.
He is. He's out there. They're making it happen. If you're a winger and you get caught, you play, if you're a winger, you're responsible for the defenseman on the opposition. If you're a winger and you don't get back defensively, you're toast. If you don't have your head on a swivel in the defensive end, forget about it. They're going to go to the net and they're going to create a scoring chance. So it's to me, the wing used to be the easiest position to play in the NHL, but with all the movement and the way that they can jump up in the play, playing wing has become a real hard position to play defensively against these defensemen. And they're starting to notice it around the league, because if you're a winger and all of a sudden you take that extra chance offensively and maybe you get caught a little bit deep, you're like, oh no, there's no way I'm going to get back in the play and catch up to that guy. And that's what the Panthers are doing to the opposition. And it goes beyond that. With all that offensive numbers we're talking about, defensively, McKenzie, Weegar, Ekblad, they can shut down the other team's top lines. And Forsling, same thing. They have the ability to score and shut you down at the same time. So it's Bill Zito, the GM, the group that he's put together, has been phenomenal.
Yeah, it's been special. It's been special to watch. Come out tonight, 6 o'clock, Panthers and the Blue Jackets. Billy, two more quick ones before we let you get going here. Get ready for the game tonight. Panthers and the Blue Jackets, 6 o'clock coming up this evening. We'll have it all across the radio network, but we'd love to see you at FLA Live Arena this evening. FloridaPanthers.com to get your tickets. The Panthers and the Blue Jackets tonight, Billy, the Eastern Conference. I know we talked about it during the postgame show last night, and I'm right there with you. I think the 8 right now in playoff spots in the Eastern Conference, I feel pretty good that that's going to be the group of 8 that is in the playoffs out of the Eastern Conference when the second season, if you will, gets going coming up in the spring. But that said, that doesn't mean that anybody can get comfortable with their spot. There's a ton of value on trying to lock down the top spot in the Atlantic Division, isn't there?
Yeah, the Atlantic, because you're looking at top three teams maybe in the NHL. You arguably go with Toronto and Tampa Bay right behind the Panthers. So the Atlantic Division, if you get that top spot, that 2-3 matchup, we saw how hard it was last year with Carolina in the division. Now it's been replaced by Toronto this year, but you either got to, if you don't win the division, you got to play Toronto or Tampa Bay in the first round, which is a loadful. You'd rather have the last wild card team in and try and maybe get by the first round and get tougher as it goes. But the playoff format, the way that it is in the NHL, the Stanley Cup's the hardest to win, because you look at the way the format's now, the 2-3 in the division playing off instead of the 1-8 that it used to be. If you win the Stanley Cup now, the road that you have to go through and the teams that you have to beat along the way, it is such a treacherous journey. But the Panthers are building, and that's why this group and what they're putting together and what they're trying to do is so important, because they do eventually have to answer in the playoffs and have to come up. It's been a long time, but that's the next step for this team, and that's why all this building they're doing during the regular season, every building block, every step, they is all pointed towards the postseason. Everything they're doing that they're trying to do and trying to accomplish is working towards the postseason so that they can get it done once it matters most.
Bill Lindsay, our guest here, and Billy, last thing here for you. A matchup with Columbus, a team that can be a pesky team. What do the Panthers need to do tonight?
For the Panthers, just make sure that consistent work ethic's there. They got some players that can hurt you on the other side. The Panthers have been disciplined, staying out of the penalty box for the most part, and just the puck possession. They're a puck possession team. By far, they lead the NHL as far as shots for and shots against, shot attempts. They have the puck on their stick the whole night, and they dictate the pace of play. When they do that, they're okay. The games that they've been in trouble, they've kind of come down. You saw the Seattle game, there was a drop-off. The LA game, there was kind of a drop-off. So some of the games that they've lost, you see a drop in their play, they slow down, they don't skate. When they're at their best, they're almost untouchable. So it's important that they're the team that dictates the pace of play and the action, because that's the kind of team that they become. That if they do that, they're in full control of the game. But if they're not there and they're not mentally engaged and they kind of come down and the work ethic starts to drop off and all of a sudden another team can hang around, then they might feel, okay, we have a chance here. You get undisciplined, take some penalties, and power play comes. So it's just important that they continue to push the pace, and make the other teams try and play at their level, which most teams in this league can't. So if they do that against Columbus, they're going to be okay. If back-to-back games are tough, so we'll see As long as the energy level's high, that shouldn't be a problem. If it dips a little bit and they allow Columbus to hang around, then it can become an issue.
Yeah, last night they just crushed the will of the Dallas Stars and did it early, and that's going to be the key again tonight. Billy Lindsay, our guest here this morning. Billy, thanks for taking some time out for us here this morning. We'll see you tonight for the Panthers and the Blue Jackets at 6.
Appreciate it. Can't wait. And always appreciate being on your great Saturday afternoon show. You do a wonderful job everywhere. It's been awesome being your partner.
Thank you very much, Billy. Always great to have you on board. And that's going to do it for this edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Thanks for being here with us today. And we'll have all the action coming up later on, 6 o'clock, Panthers and the Blue Jackets, 5:30 Panthers preview, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. Panthers on the road for 5 straight after tonight. So we hope to see you out there this evening. It's the Panthers and the Blue Jackets at 6 o'clock. Folks, this has been the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.